Say amen. Amen. We are thankful to God that he has allowed us to be back in the house again. We are thankful and we are grateful because he has blessed us to be able to come and worship him in spirit and in truth. I'm so glad to be with a congregation that believe in worshiping God both morning and evening. A lot of the congregations are getting away from that. And I'm so glad when I come to a congregation that I can feel at home. Back home, we have church all day. And I want to get all the time that I can in because I recognize that one day I may not be able to worship him. But if I get to that point, I want to be able to live on the memories. I want to live on the memories. I don't want to be somewhere wishing that I had taken advantage of the opportunities that I had. And so it's good to see you back on tonight. And, of course, I won't be very long. I won't be very long because of the fact that some of y'all are tired of me. You're tired of me. We want to thank, again, the leadership here of this congregation for the invitation to come and be with you in these series of workshops on this weekend. And we especially want to thank your minister, Brother Gibbs. We appreciate him so very, very much. Allowing me to stand here where he has stood for so long in preaching and teaching the gospel. I want to thank the elders, the congregation here, for allowing me to come and be with you here. And, of course, Brother Hart, we want to thank him because I believe that he kind of helped spearhead this. And I just appreciate the invitation to come and be with you. I don't believe that I've told you anything that you don't already know. And if I tell you some stuff you don't know, I don't need to be here as long as some of y'all been in the church. But we just thank God for a leadership who want to inspire and encourage the men of this congregation, because the problem with the world today is men. Y'all know that? That's the problem with the world today is men. And, of course, if you get the men where they're supposed to be, the world would be a better world. Look at what's going on up in Washington up there. The men, well, I'm going to leave that alone, because you might get into trouble. But the point is, we need more spiritual leaders. Spiritual leaders. And that's what God made from the very beginning. Now, we talked about team. We talked about team. And my subject was spiritual-minded leaders. And one of the things that we established was the fact that God believed in leadership. He believed in leadership. God leadership started in heaven. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That was a team. That was a team. They decided to create the heaven and the earth. And they worked together as a team. They worked together as a team in creating the heavens and the earth. And then God looked around Genesis 2:5 and said that, hey, we don't have a man on the team to till the ground. And he decided that he would take from the dust of the ground and create a man. And the Bible says, in his own image, in his own image. And this man, Adam, was put on the team on the earth and given dominion over what God had made. But you notice that Adam was a spiritual man in the flesh because he was made in the image and the likeness of God. God intended for man to be a spiritual man. He intended for that. And, of course, Adam was around for a while. I don't know how long, but God decided that he needed a cheerleader on the team. Cheerleader. Thank God for the cheerleaders. And the Bible says that he took one of his ribs and put him to sleep and made a woman a cheerleader. Woke up, and of course she was put on the team, and they were to work together with God on the team, everybody in their place. And when everybody worked in the place on the team, we can be winners. We can be winners when everybody, first of all, know the place and work in your place. God had told Adam that you're to have dominion over everything. That's your job on the earth here. And they were to work together. But the woman decided that she wanted to listen to the devil, and the other team, that is, and the man didn't stay in his position. He got out of place, and then it got us into all of the stuff that we're in today. But I stopped by to tell you that God sent us another spiritual leader in the form of Jesus Christ. Couldn't make a man that could be spiritual long enough. He tried many men down through the age, and every time they would mess up. And so God decided that he would send his only begotten son in the flesh. And the scripture tells us that he was both man and God. And the fact that he set the stage for our spiritual leadership, because Adam messed it up. And the Bible says that Jesus was tempted in all points like we are, yet he was without sin. And the scripture tells us that he left us an example how to be our spiritual. He left us an example as to how we should behave. But he recognized that things were so messed up until we cannot do it by ourselves. And so therefore, what he decided to do to keep us from messing up and not really being saved, he decided that he would give us himself, Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. When we obey the gospel of Christ, we got help now. We got help, and that's what I want the men to know. We can't live the Christian life by ourselves, on our own. We can't live it by ourselves. And that's why we have the Spirit of God. We got help. We got help. Don't try to live Christian life by yourself. You can't do it. That's why he gives us the Spirit. He gives us the Word. He gives us the Word. And the Spirit and the Word works together. That's why we ought to study our Bible. Man, you're talking about being a leader. You ought to study your Bible. Because I'm going to tell you, you're going to need the Word, and you're going to need the Spirit. The Spirit needs something to work with. And so therefore, we can be spiritual leaders. Every man can be a spiritual, he can be, if he qualify according to the qualification, can be a spiritual leader. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get men to be more spiritual. You ought to look spiritual, act spiritual, walk spiritual, talk spiritual, and die spiritual. Praise the Lord. The text that we have before us, and appreciate these young men, that's one of the best things that you can be doing is training the young men. Training young men like me. Train them and get them ready for the future. And young men, we want to commend you guys. We're doing the same thing back home, because if you don't prepare for the future, we're getting older. Y'all know that? Some people getting old and some people getting older. And we need to prepare our young men and our young ladies for the future. I got some young men now, 10 years old, and he said, I'm going to take your place. And I said, when you going to take my place? He said, in about 2 years, I'm going to take your place. And I tell him, I said, take my place. That's what I want you to do, is to take my place. And that's what you ought to want young people to do, take your place. And challenge them to take your place. Praise the Lord. In the scripture text that we have before us, just want to make a few words and comments, and the lesson will be yours. Jesus, doing miracles as he usually would do. And the scripture says in Luke 9:57, it's good to see Brother Kenneth Gilmore out there. I've been knowing Brother Kenneth for a long, long time. Praise the Lord. It says, and it came to pass that as they went in the way. Now, the day is the team that Jesus had selected. Now, if you don't remember nothing else, to the brothers in particular, I want you to remember team. I want you to remember team. It's going to take teamwork to get the work done. Everybody is on God's team that has obeyed the gospel. So it came to pass as the team went on the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will join the team. Y'all don't see that, did he? He says, I will follow thee wheresoever thou goest. In other words, he wanted to sign up for the team. He wanted to sign up for the team. Well, he had no doubt maybe good intentions. I don't know. And he says, wheresoever you go, he says, I will follow thee. Sometime you need to think about what you are saying before you say it. Now, Jesus is on his way to die. And he said, and I'll go wheresoever. You know, another one of his men on the team said that too, until he was pushed to the point. And so you have to be very careful. And so, and then Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere, not where, to lay his head. Now, Jesus is telling him, you need to count the cost in following me. And you know, Jesus just said, just told him, now the foxes have holes, and the birds, they have the nests. But the Son of Man, I don't have nowhere to lay my head. Isn't it interesting? Jesus, who made the world, the heavens and the earth, nothing was made that was made unless it was by him. But yet and still, when he come here in the flesh, he didn't claim any earthly position. That let you know something. We shouldn't get so tied up in earthly thing, worldly thing. We shouldn't get so tied up into that. And the reason why that is that we're going to leave it all here. So Jesus said, if you're going to follow me now, the foxes are better off than I am. The bears are better off than I am. Because I don't have nowhere to lay my head. And he, you know, somebody always looking on. I don't see where this fella say, okay. I don't see okay, I go with you. I don't see him saying nothing else. Nothing else. You know, you don't see him saying nothing. But somebody is looking on. Somebody is looking on. And so he said to another, follow me. He said, Lord, suffer me first. And that's where he made his first mistake. Suffer me first. I'm going to tell you something. If you're going to be a spiritual leader, you need to put God first. Put Jesus first. He said, but suffer me first to go and bury my father. Well, sound interesting. Sound like something that's very important to do. It seemed like Jesus would have said, go on and bury your father. Go on and bury your father. But you know the story here. The story says, Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. In other words, it's all right to tend to your business, but you need to tend to my business first. If you're going to be a spiritual leader, you got to tend to God's business first. Now, let me throw this curve at you right here now. To the leaders of the church and to the men of this church, if you're going to be a spiritual leader, what is your first business? Your first business is your house, your wife, and your children. We got leaders today, they want to give a lot of time to the church and to the other church members, and you wonder why your wife is all mad and angry and acting up, and why the children? Because your first spiritual job is there in your home with your wife and your children. Amen, somebody. Somebody say, I want to lead in the church. You start leading at home. You start leading at home. And every time a man want to become a elder or a deacon or he want to be in an official capacity in anything in the church, you ought to talk to the wife and children and ask, how is he doing at home? And why have y'all got to stop covering for these men? You got to stop covering for these men. Tell it like it is going on. Because some men act one way at the church, and they act another way when they get home. They can be so loving and caring to the sisters at the church, but when they get home, they don't pay their wife no attention. I said it wasn't going to be long. I said I better leave this alone. I better leave it alone. But anyway, you notice Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead and go thou and preach the kingdom. And then another one wanted to join the team. He said, and also he said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first. See, I made a mistake again. He made a mistake. Let me first go and bid them farewell, which are at my house. Now, Jesus said this. Now it seemed like it would have been interesting to say farewell to your family, but you recognize the fact that farewell could have took days during that day in time. But the point here is that we don't put nothing before the Lord in his work. And this is what some men and women and members of the church can't understand, is that you don't put, God doesn't mean the, he doesn't mean that you don't do things for yourself, but he wants you to put him first. And he says, and then Jesus said in the 62nd verse, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. You can't do that. You can't, God want us to look forward. He want us to go forward and follow him. And do you not realize that when you become a spiritual leader, a spiritual man, you're able to do this. But you can't do it by yourself. And that's why God gives us, when we are baptized, Christ come into our lives, Spirit come into our lives, we got God to help us. As we said on this morning, we need him. And brothers and sisters and brothers, whenever you know that you got help, you can overcome your hurts, your hang-ups, and your habits. And as I said on this morning, this is one of the reasons why we are not doing as much work as we could do in the church, is because of our hurts, our hang-ups, and our habits. And many times they started when we was young. Back when we was kids growing up, we got hurt. We picked up some habits, and we got some hang-ups. And to try to be a good spiritual leader without God, without Jesus, without the Holy Spirit, you can't make it. But you not know, whenever I know I got, and you know, sometimes we don't know how the Spirit works in our life. We don't know the power that we have. We don't know the power. That's why you need to stop trying to handle things yourself. Use the power that God has given you. And let me tell you something. He has given you great power. And I'm not talking about miraculous power. I'm talking about the power, the measure of power that he gives you through keeping the word of God, studying the word of God, and living the word of God. Hope, trust, and pray that this week will not be in vain. As a matter of fact, we appreciate so much the men who was honest enough to come out and say that this helped them this morning. It helped them yesterday. And I saw men coming out shedding tears this morning. And brother, let me tell you something. When a man shed tears, he got to be honest. He got to be touched when a man shed tears. And brother, you got to follow through on this now. You got to follow through on it. In other words, I'm saying to the elders and to the leaders of this church, challenge the men. Challenge them. Don't let them rest. Challenge them because they're all stirred up and fired up and ready to go. We need to study more on the Holy Spirit as to how he works in our lives and how he can help us and how he can help us deal with problems and situations, but you got to give God time. He doesn't work on our time. He don't work on your time. You got to be patient, and sometimes you have to suffer before God move in your life. Just give him time. Give him time. The wives, there are wives here that know that if you give him time, you got better husbands now, because they were young and foolish at one time. Most of us husbands, when we were young, we were young and foolish. Isn't that right, Sister Gibbs? Yeah. We were young and foolish. Yeah. But thank God for our wives who hang on in there. I tell the young ladies today, when they're having problems with their young husband and they're acting foolish, hang on in there, baby. Just hang on there. You know, he'll learn some sense after a while. Sometimes it takes time, edge, experience, and circumstances, and a good beat down in order for him to get to what he need to be.
and you don't have to beat him down. Let God beat him down.
You got to give God time. Isn't that right, ladies? You got a better wife. You got a better husband. Isn't that right, Sister Gill? You got a better husband now. 40 years later, you got a better husband. 40 years later, 61 years later, my wife has a better husband. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I am a little better, too, because I was young and foolish back in the day. I didn't realize what I had. So somebody about to leave you, your husband, you better stay on with him if he got anything going for him. Stay on with him. He going to be a better husband after this workshop. He going to be a better husband. Somebody told me this morning, one of the ladies I heard a lady say this evening that my husband, he was acting different when he came home after the workshop Saturday. Hey, he was acting different. You know, it's something about encouraging one another. Encouraging one another. And brothers, we need to become more transparent. We need to become more transparent, and especially with our young men, become more transparent with them. Let them know that you haven't always been where you are now. Let them know you hadn't always been there. You hadn't always been there. Let them know. And one thing I do want to say this. I want to say this, and I'm finishing. Men, those of you that maybe you don't have too much to do publicly, but you can do, they need brothers to work publicly in the church. Get you a couple of these young boys and start working with them. Just take some time with them. There's no greater ministry, I believe, that you can do than to help mold these young boys. Work with them, reach out to them, talk to them, and see, because when a young man is going into his from his teenage years into the young adult life, they need a man. They need a real man, and they need a spiritual man to be there for them, because they got all kinds of things. They're up against all kinds of things. And if you take time with them and show them that you care, show them that you love them, show them that you work with them, and got a lot of single mothers in this church that will be glad for you to work with their young man. Now, young ladies, now, if the man work with your boy, don't be looking at him to be your man. Now, let him just work with your boy. See, I know how it go. I know how it go. Let him just work with your boy. Just let him work with your boy, not you, you see. Praise the Lord. I better quit this thing. But if you're here, if you're here and you're not saved, not a member of the Lord's church, you can be saved tonight. You can be saved tonight and become a spiritual man, join the team, and work for the Lord as a spiritual man in Christ Jesus. Scripture says us to be saved, one must hear the gospel and believe it. That Christ died upon yonder's cross. He was buried and he was resurrected on the third day. Believe that with all of your heart. The Bible says that Peter said when he was teaching and when he got up when they had that confusion about what to do to be saved, Acts 15. He said, God made choice among us long time ago that the Gentile should hear the words of the gospel and believe it. And then the gospel, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, is the death, the burial, the facts of the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Believe that with all of your heart and be willing to repent. Turn from the life that you are living now. Turn from that life. Become godly sorrow. I'm sorry. Let me tell you something. We committed all of us come young and foolish things in our lives. Isn't that right? But sometimes you get to a point in life where you want to change. You want to make a change. You want to turn from that. This is the time to do it. Bible tells us that we must repent.
repent of our sins, and then confess Christ to be God's son, Matthew 10:32-33, and then be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of your sins. Sins washed away, Lord, add you to the church. You on the team. Now you got to be trained. You got to be trained now. Jesus believed in training. Selected the apostles. He trained them for around 3 years or so. Trained them, and then he sent the Holy Spirit to guide them. And he told them to teach those that they baptized to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. If you're here and you're a child of God and need to rededicate your life, need to come back, ask God to help you. It was good. It was a sight to be seen, all of the people up here today. And I know you didn't just come up here just to be up here. You're going to do something about it. And if you was left out, you need to come tonight. Ask us to pray for you. Ask God to help you be the man that God will have you to be. Or be the wife or the mother that God would have you to be. Child that God would have you to be. Trusting and praying that if you desire to be saved, to rededicate your life, or you just need prayer, come right now while we stand and we sing the song of invitation. Will you come right now?
Restore my spirit, Lord, I need. Restore, Lord.
Why not, friend? The Lord wants you to come right now.
Is a weary,
oh, yes. He wants you to come right now.
Lord,
oh, yes. Why not? Why not, friends? The Lord wants you to come right now. Don't be left behind. Don't be left behind now.
Oh, yes. Why
not come if you need prayer? The Lord wants you to come. You want to come? Oh, yes. The Lord wants you to come.
My soul, won't you please, Lord, stir.